2 Kings. Chapter 1. Then Moab rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab. And Ahaziah fell down through a lattice in his upper chamber that was in Samaria, and was sick. And he sent messengers, and said to them, Go, inquire of Baalzebub the god of Ekron whether I shall recover of this disease. But the angel of the Lord Jehovah said to Elijah the Tishbite, Arise, go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria, and say to them, Is it because there is not a God in Israel, that you go to inquire of Baalzebub the god of Ekron? Now therefore this is what the Lord Jehovah says. You shall not come down from the bed on which you have gone up, but shall surely die. And Elijah departed. And when the messengers turned back to him, he said to them, Why have you already returned? And they said to him, There came a man up to meet us, and said to us, Go, return to the king who sent you, and say to him, This is what the Lord Jehovah says. Is it because there is not a God in Israel, that you send to inquire of Baalzebub the god of Ekron? Therefore you shall not come down from the bed on which you have gone up, but shall surely die. And he asked them, What manner of man was he who came up to meet you, and told you these words? And they answered him, He was a hairy man, and with a belt of leather tied around his waist. And he, Ahaziah, said, It is Elijah the Tishbite. Then the king sent to him a captain of 50 with his 50 soldiers. And he went up to him. And he, Elijah, sat on the top of a hill. And he, the captain, spoke to him, You man of God, the king has said, Come down. And Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, If I am a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven, and consume you and your 50 soldiers. And there came down fire from heaven, and consumed him and his 50 soldiers. Again also he, Ahaziah, sent to him another captain of 50 with his 50 soldiers. And he, the captain, answered and said to him, Elijah, O man of God, this is what the king has said, come down quickly. And Elijah answered and said to them, If I am a man of God, let fire come down from heaven, and consume you and your 50 soldiers. And the fire of God came down from heaven, and consumed him and his 50. And he, Ahaziah, sent again a captain of the third 50 with his 50 soldiers. And the third captain of 50 went up, and came and fell on his knees before Elijah, and begged him, and said to him, O man of God, I pray, let my life, and the life of these 50 of your servants, be precious in your sight. Indeed, there came fire down from heaven, and burnt up the two captains of the former 50s with their 50s. Therefore let my life now be precious in your sight. And the angel of the Lord Jehovah said to Elijah, Go down with him. Do not be afraid of him. And he arose, and went down with him to the king. And he said to him, This is what the Lord Jehovah says. Since you have sent messengers to inquire of Baalzebub the god of Ekron, is it because there is no god in Israel to inquire of his word? Therefore you shall not come down off the bed on which you have lain, but shall surely die. So he died according to the word of the Lord Jehovah which Elijah had spoken. And Jehoram reigned in his place in the second year of Jehoram the son of Jehoshaphat king of Judah. 3221 821 BC, because he had no son. Now the rest of the acts of Ahaziah which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel?